T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Mercedes and JC here. Thanks for downloading our podcast.
Yes, you've downloaded it. Now subscribe to it. And while you're at it, share it with your friends.
And don't forget to follow us on social, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Mercedes in the AM. And on Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, Friday Eve. Almost to the weekend, and want to say hi to some of you checking in. Joyce is checking in. So is Chris checking in this morning. You can always text us, too. We have our text line. It's open, 21732. Jessica, Sandel, Aubrey, Megan, Miss Kit Kat, thank you guys for listening. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I realize I don't go on Facebook that often. And when I open it up, it's just, you know, just checking out some friend stuff and just really not on it. And I was on it last night. And I saw that one of our mutual friends had the old Widowmaker on Friday.
What's a Widowmaker?
Isn't that massive heart attack that kills most people? That's
Wait,
why it's called
what?
A Widowmaker? Yes.
One of our friends did?
Yes. And as far as I guess his thing is he writes really long cryptic posts because I started reading it.
Oh, dear. My
and
goodness.
I'll write down the person's name, so I'm sure.
I did not know about this. Apparently, I don't go on Facebook enough.
I'm assuming you're friends with him. Do you see that? I know your husband is.
Oh, I am friends with him. Oh, my gosh. He did?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't see that.
Oh, well, there you go. This guy who's our mutual friend had a massive heart attack over the weekend, but he's fine. He's like, sounds like he beat the Widowmaker.
It's
called
gosh.
A Widowmaker because it kills guys and makes the woman become a widow. And he got through it. He came out on the other end. As he said, he was dancing with the devil on Friday night.
Wow.
And he outlasted the devil, and he's doing good.
Is he in the hospital still, or?
I got about halfway through the post, and I stopped reading.
just enough to know he was obviously alive.
He's alive. He beat the Widowmaker. He's going to be fine. And he's got, like, a connection to, through horses and stuff with my wife. So I'm like, I'll see him at the barn. He'll be good.
Oh, my goodness. I'm kind of in shock. Poor guy. That's terrible.
Great,
I had no idea.
Great health. Always in great health, this guy.
So it can happen to anyone, really.
Yeah, so get that ticker checked out.
Yeah, that's shocking. I thought I was going to shock you with what I had to
deal
with yesterday.
What do you got? We have a mutual friend had a massive heart attack. What do you got for me?
We found something dead in our backyard yesterday.
Not our friend, because we know he survived.
No, it was a Widowmaker for something else in our backyard. And it happened over the weekend, but I didn't really pay attention to it because I was like, oh, my husband's working. He'll deal with it. But over the weekend, I was working all weekend. So my mom and my aunt were in town and the kids really wanted to go swimming. So I was like, yeah, go swimming, you know, go have fun. And so when I got home on Saturday night, they're like, I think someone's gerbil got out of their house. There's like a dead gerbil outside. And I was like, are you sure it's not a mouse? And they're like, no, it's bigger than a mouse, but it's smaller than a rat. And I was like, a gerbil? And I was like, that's really weird. And I'm like, well, I don't want to see it. I'll just ask Matt to take care of it when he comes home. And my aunt was telling me, she's like, yeah, it's really cute. It doesn't have like a long snout. It's like, it's really weird. I'm like, that's so odd. So it's been there this whole time. And I mentioned it to my husband.
You've had a dead animal in your backyard since Saturday.
There's like a dead gerbil back there.
And today, and we're going down on Wednesday when this is going down.
So yesterday is the day that the landscapers come. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, I totally forgot. My wife told me that there's a gerbil somewhere in the backyard. I'm like, let's go find it. So he goes back there. It was a rat.
No.
It was a rat.
Oh, chills, goosebumps.
I know. So there was a dead rat in my backyard, and they're thinking it's a cute little gerbil. He took a picture of it. Do you want to see
it? I do want to see it, because I want to see what this... So why is there rats in your backyard?
Well, that's why he goes to our neighbors to let him know, hey, there might be a rat infestation. Like, oh, just want to let you guys know. And he's like, oh, yeah, I've known that. We had him in our backyard. We set out traps.
Why are there rats? Who's leaving food out?
No, there's just so much like greenery and stuff. It's in our neighborhood. So we call our pest guy And they're like, yeah, there's a rat infestation in Las Vegas. They're everywhere. He says there are rats everywhere.
We've heard of this before, but in certain parts of the valley, not all over. So we're telling me we have a rat infestation in Las Vegas?
He says they're all over the place. He says, we are so busy. He goes, 80% of our clients have rat traps in their backyard. And I'm like, well, make that 81% because you're bringing some to our house.
82. You and I share the same guy.
Oh, my gosh. I freaked out. So, yeah, there was a rat. And then, oh, and then the landscapers continued cleaning, and then they found a mouse, a dead one.
So you had two dead rodents in your backyard.
In my backyard. I'm freaking out.
You know, I blame the trash system because, you know, no, I take that back. I blame the heat here in Las Vegas because, you know, I think a lot of people, because the heat, they keep the trash cans outside. They don't want them in the garage smelling.
Okay.
And so you have the trash cans outside because of the heat, and that's what brings the rodents to town.
I couldn't sleep all last night. And we have these like sensor things in our house that send out these signals. So there's never ever been anything in our house.
I got this too in your outlet.
I think those really work. We don't get bugs in our house. We don't get scorpions in our house. It's crazy.
I have them in every single room. And it's so funny. When I first put them in, our bug guy, common bug guy, is like, they don't work.
Do work.
I know. I'm thinking, oh, what are you going to do? Because we love our bug guy. But what's he going to say? Oh, they work amazing. You don't even need me because they work so well. I have them all over my place, even in the garage.
Thank you. Yeah, we have them in our garage, too. And actually, we just put two more in our garage because of this rat thing. And it's like, oh, man, I was just so upset. I can't even tell you. So now I'm kind of freaking out about that.
Well, those things, too, if you don't know what we're talking about, these little tiny boxes you plug into your outlet, and they send vibrations and little noises that you can't pick up on, you can't hear, but it sends little vibrations almost through, like, the outlet on that wall. So if there's a bug or something coming in, they hear it, like, is what the bug is hearing, or the rat, and they're like, I'm not going in this place, it's loud, and they leave. That's how these things work. You can't hear a thing.
I equate it to, like, a dog whistle where they hear it, but you don't hear it when you blow it. So, yeah, they don't go near it because they're like, that's too loud, or I don't, you know, it scares them away. So, oh, my God. Gosh, I am just freaking out.
Wow.
And so I'm also freaking out that they were swimming with a rat just right there by them.
It wasn't in the pool, though, right?
No, but it was on the side. Like, they had to walk
on
the side.
That's kids being kids. You know, kids being, I'm surprised they didn't pick it up and play with it. That's what kids do, you know?
A cute little gerbil escaped and just croaked.
So started out with our friend that had a Widowmaker heart attack and survived.
And rats.
Dead rats in your backyard. Rat infestation. This is gonna be a good one today.
Yeah, let's talk.
This is gonna be fun. Seriously,
let's talk pre-show. You pick them, then. That is disgusting.
Please tell me it's a song by Rat.
No. Oddly enough, it is not. But we have something that does apply to the conversation. We'll talk about that. Which song do you want to hear for the first song of the show? Do you want to hear "Can't Get Enough of You" by Smash Mouth? To hear "Crazy for This Girl" by Evan and Jaren. That's not right.
That's not right.
Hold on.
Is that number three? Is that number
change the song on me? Oh.
You hear that? Jen says
no,
they changed the song.
I didn't know that. Okay. "She's So High" by Tal Bachman is song number two. Sorry
all right.
about that. And song number three is "Where My Girl's At" by 702. Choices, text us 21732. You can vote on Facebook, you can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM, or you can call us right now 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Right now. You see, if you hit the button too fast before it starts, it's a thing.
What's wrong?
What's trending thing? The computer cut it off.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't like it. Hold on one second. Let me fire this one.
Right now. Here's what's trending.
See, the computer is about to play it on its own. And if I try to start it, in my mind, the computer's a little bit slow when things start.
Yeah.
So if I try to start it before the computer, but the computer's ready to start it, it skips over it. So.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Well, Maroon 5 is trending this morning. They will reportedly perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. Now, no official statement has been released, and the NFL is being very coy about the whole situation. They say they are continuing to work with Pepsi, who has the halftime show, on their plans, but they do not have any announcements at this time. Now, the announcement usually doesn't come until later in the season. Last year, Justin Timberlake, he wasn't announced until late October, so we may be a little premature about this announcement, but all signs right now are pointing to Maroon 5. What is your opinion of Maroon 5 as a Super Bowl halftime performer?
They have so many hit songs. I think it's awesome. I love it, but want more. Maroon 5 standalone, not enough.
I don't think so either. I love Maroon 5, but there needs to be something else with that.
I love the surprise. I say it all the time. I love the surprise element. I think we can get an older group to join Maroon 5 and a younger group singer to join them as well.
Who would be better? Like, who would be your top choice that you think would be appealing to everyone? And you're not going to make everyone happy,
yeah,
but the masses.
I go with our older iconic bands, the Stones. I go with Bruce Springsteen. I know he's done that. I like a current band like Maroon 5. And then bring in someone like a Cardi B or someone like that as well. So it's really a mashup of different styles in there.
Interesting. I feel like the rock bands, they kind of, like a couple of years ago, wasn't there a big rock band? And it was The Who.
Yeah, that to
and
me, that
I was like,
but to me, The Who's big, but I think Who has mass appeal, like someone like the Stones or Springsteen does.
I could see Springsteen. I know you're a huge Stones fan, and there's so many huge Stones fans. But for me, that screams time to go to the bathroom. I don't know.
But
why.
That's why I like, if I'm booking, I have the Stones. But it's not just
but
the Stones. I've got Maroon 5, and then I also got my Cardi B as well, and someone like Cardi B or Nicki Minaj.
Like it's gonna appeal to someone.
Yeah,
at
yeah
some
it's
point,
gonna have mass
so.
Appeal to everyone. You just can't. One band is not going to appeal to all of the world, or all of America, at least, when it comes to the Super Bowl.
We're so spoiled now. But Lady Gaga did it, and didn't Justin Timberlake do it, too?
Yeah, was that last year, Timberlake?
You said?
Yeah. It was Timberlake and that kid in the crowd that took a selfie with him?
Oh, yeah. They was like, Googling, who is this guy? who's singing next to me?
Yeah, he wasn't a selfie. I was like, who's this dude?
Also trending this morning, Healthy Choices is trending. A new study says that busy people make healthier choices. Busy people show greater signs of self-control in sticking to a healthy diet and an exercise regimen. That self-control that you exercise, it gives you more confidence, and then that compels you to take better care of yourself. So if you're stressed out because you're so busy all the time, that might be one of the best things that could be happening to you because you're making better choices.
You would think it would be the opposite because you're so busy, you don't have time to go to the gym, you don't have time to, you're eating on the go. I would assume you'd be less healthier if you're so busy.
Maybe because you know that you only have certain windows, so you're just trying to, you're good at time management, mm-hmm. and you're saying, okay, well, I will literally have 6 to 7, so I better get my workout in between 6 and 7. That's what I've been doing lately because I haven't had time to go to the gym. So I was just telling you, I was doing my Tabata,
yeah.
and yesterday I did my rower, and I've been thinking, if they weren't so darn expensive, I really want to get one of those. What are they called? Peloton bikes? Pelotonin or Peloton?
What are they?
It's like a spin bike, but you hook up to live classes.
Oh, okay, yes,
like
yes,
in New
uh-huh,
York.
Uh-huh.
I want one of them, but they're so expensive. I was just like, oh, man.
Get one. Come on. Sell the rower and get the pentatonic thingy.
The pentatonic. They all of a sudden start doing a cappella while I'm riding the bike. No, I don't know. But I've been doing, because I only have, like, I literally will say, I have a half hour. I got to do something. Mm-hmm. And so that I've been throwing that in. But you're right on the food choices. I think sometimes it's so convenient to just grab something fast and maybe not healthy for you. So. Thank goodness for protein bars. You just grab one of those.
Yeah, but even so, protein bars, look at the sugar. Yeah, you're getting my protein bar. 32 grams of protein. Okay, 480. It's more calories and sugar. It's worse. It's heavier than a Big Mac.
Now you got me curious. I want to see how many grams of sugar mine has. Let's see here. So it's got 190 calories and sugar 13 grams. That's not bad. It's not bad. Still, it's 13 grams.
The one I do every morning, 480 calories.
Oh, my gosh. That's a meal replacement.
It is, yes.
Also trending this morning, Avril Lavigne. She is back with a new song. It's called Head Above Water. The song was inspired by her battle with Lyme disease. I guess she says one night she thought she was dying. She accepted she was going to die. Her mom laid with her in bed and held her. And she said she felt like she was drawing. And it was at that moment that the lyrics flooded through her, and the writing of her album began. Let's take a listen.
Head above water right here.
God, keep my head above water. Don't let me drown. It gets harder. I'll meet you there at the altar as I fall down to my knees. Don't let me drown, drown.
This is her first album. In 5 years. So the single is out now. No word on the official release date for the rest of the album. So, oh, we got another minute?
Yeah, I missed time. So I'm restarting.
We got a minute. Oh, you did? Yes, oh, yes. Okay. So then I can do my last story. So there you go. There's that.
That sounds good. I'm glad Avril's back with the music.
It really does sound good. But do you believe that that's not really Avril Lavigne? There's that conspiracy theory that Avril Lavigne did pass away years ago, and they found her doppelganger.
The replacing woman. Yeah, makes a good movie.
Very interesting. And then Ooni is trending. O-O-N-I. There's a company that makes outdoor portable pizza ovens, and they have just announced what many consider a dream job. They're looking for pizza testers, people from a range of pizza making backgrounds to test their ovens and new products and recipes. So you'll basically be making money to eat pizza. The money's pretty good, anywhere from $300 to $1,000 a day. That you can be anywhere in the world. All expenses are covered, including ingredients, all of that. If you want your dream job to eat pizza, just go to Ooni's website to apply, and that's what's trending.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
821.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. It is Thursday. Welcome to the show. What was I going to say? I was ready to tell you something. Oh, I was telling you off the air. I got my refrigerator fixed that was broken yesterday.
Yes.
It was broken.
Up and running now?
Yeah. He had to throw away all my cauliflower pizzas that were in there because it went dead. But the guy's like, hey, do you have any room for this fridge inside your house? And I was like, no, it's our outside fridge. It was from our old house, and it's our leftover one. And he's like, oh, okay, because it has to work really hard out here, and that's probably why it went.
Yeah, with the heat in the garage.
Yeah, so he's trying to convince me to find a spot for it, and I thought, wouldn't that be funny if I just put it, like, randomly in, like, the living room? Here's another fridge.
Why does a fridge have to be in the kitchen? Why can't you put it upstairs in the hall closet or in the laundry room or somewhere else?
I have a girlfriend. She has a fridge in her bedroom. It's one of the mini fridges.
That's so college.
Yeah. She's just like, oh, I always am thirsty, and so I just put a fridge in my bedroom, and it's underneath one of the bedside tables. You can't even see that it's there, and if I get thirsty, I just go reach under there, grab myself a bottle of water or a snack, whatever I want to put in there. And I thought, that is really crafty. I like that idea, but it would look weird in my bedroom.
It's very convenient. There's mini fridge. It can be your nightstand, because I'm sure a lot of us, we bring water upstairs to have with us when we go to bed. How many times have you got up to your bedroom like, I forgot that water, and you got to walk downstairs and get it? Now you got it right there in your fridge.
One of my biggest pet peeves is that people who leave half-drunk bottles of water all over the place.
Have you met my wife?
Oh, I was just going to say, but I am one of those people when it comes to my bedroom nightstand, because I think I have right now at least 3, if not 6, half-drink bottles of water. I'll come upstairs, just drink it in, put it down, and I forget it, and then next day, bring another one, and they're all over my nightstand. It's so annoying.
My wife, she likes to drink the alkaline water, and she says it's good for her stomach. So I get the text, we're out of water. I'm like, there's plenty of Dasani in the pantry. And she's like, no, alkaline water. And I'm like, okay, I'll get it taken care of. And I got home and I forgot to get alkaline water. But knowing her habit, I literally just walked through the house and collected 3 bottles. But 2 were like almost completely full. The 3rd one was half full. So I just brought them down and put them on the kitchen counter.
There you go.
There you go. There's water in the house. You just got to look, because you have it planted in every single room. There's one in the family room, one in the office, and one next to the bed.
But then once they've been sitting there for a couple of days, I'm like, I don't want to drink anymore. It's just, it Like the bacteria is probably.
I think too, the bacteria around the rim of the water bottle.
So I use them to water my plants after that. My one plant. That's why it's dying, because it's overwatered up by alkaline water, because I too drink alkaline water. It's so ridiculous. I don't know why I do that. Anyway, how are you?
I had a dog revolution going on in the house last night. Zoe had a little accident. We bought this new bedding, and we had the pillow on the floor, and Zoe had a little tinkle on the pillow. I'm like, what's going on? Why'd she do that? What's going on? We can't figure out what's going on. Next thing you know, I hear like a faucet running. I'm like, what is that noise? And Jax is peeing in the hallway. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? What's going on? So I take him out. He finishes his business. And then I'm upstairs with my wife, and we're joking around. I'm like, the dogs, they're revolting against us. They're trying to take over the house. I kid you not. I turn around. Jax is going number two.
What's going on?
In the house. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? As I took him out and, you know, got him straight and everything. But then it's one of these things where I look back on, like, what happened? Why are the dogs were fully potty trained? Why did they just go down with a 30-minute period? We look back on our day, and we weren't as home as much. I did get home around 6:30. I played with him outside for a long time, and then he came in and drank a ton of water, and I didn't take him out quickly enough after the fact. And then when he was outside going number two at one point, he was spooked by something and went chasing after something. So I'm realizing he really probably didn't finish his business because he was halfway through it when he went chasing after something. So it all comes together, but last night, there was a 15-minute period in my house when it was chaos.
Oh, man. It sounds like it. I thought that you think your dogs are potty trained, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, that usually is a signal something is wrong.
Something was going, yeah, it was just like, and I'm like, my wife.
He might just be mad at you. It could be as simple as that.
Wasn't home, yeah. But I'm like, oh, you know what? I took him out. He was going number two. He got distracted, so. You know, if I don't finish my business, I got to go back and finish it at some point.
Yeah, exactly. That's also, hey, do you want this to happen again? No? Okay, yeah. I suggest you play with me more.
Hey, he's like, oh, get a Mercedes number for zero res.
I can hook you up for sure.
I'm going to need them. Here we go. Today's show, we've got your passes into the Mix 94.1 Soundhouse happening downtown this weekend. Those passes at 7:40. Tickets to go see Sting and Shaggy at 8:25. We've got your tickets to go see Billy Idol in his new residency. Those tickets are coming up in just 15 minutes. Radio, truth, or dare. You ready for it at 8 o'clock?
Oh, no. It's going to be disgusting. So disgusting.
It's going to be nasty, but it's always fun. So that's happening at 8 o'clock. And then coming up here in the dirt. If you don't read comics, you might after this story. I've got two words for you. Hubba, hubba. Billy Idol is coming to town next year at the Pearl over at the Palms. He's got a residency coming to town. Tickets go on sale Friday, but we have got your tickets coming up here in 4 minutes.
Let's go! The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
Ashton Kutcher hit a guy that was riding a scooter, sending him flying through the air.
Uh-oh.
So the guy is 19-year-old Leo. Leo was scooting along Tuesday afternoon on the sidewalk as he passed the Sunset Bronson Studios in Hollywood. Ashton pulled out of the lot in his black Tesla. Leo, who works as a nanny, says the impact propelled him into the air and he landed in the street. So Ashton was concerned, obviously. He got out of his car and asked Leo if he was all right. Leo said he was fine.
I'm fine. I just went flying through the air, but I'm fine.
I'm good.
I'm fine.
I'm good. He's got some cuts and bruises. Now, Leo, he's not in showbiz, so he couldn't resist asking for a selfie as a memento, and Ashton, they took a picture, took a nice selfie together, and Leo, the nanny, was actually on his way to pick up kids from school, and he was on a scooter, and he's got two extra scooters so he could scoot the kids home with him.
Oh, wow, that doesn't seem safe to me.
No, but I have a feeling that Leo, the nanny, is going to become a thing now.
You think so?
A good-looking guy, looks like he cares about the kids, he's scooting around L.A.,
he's going to be in Ashton's next project as a form of payback, probably.
Yeah, hey, you want to be in a movie?
Yeah.
So, do you read comics?
No, I don't.
This might get you to read some comics.
Okay.
We now get to see Batman's, his bat signal.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? His area down below.
Bat signal? Why is that? Why are you calling that a bat signal?
I don't know. Like
he has an actual bat signal, so you're confusing me now.
Oh, you know, I'm not talking about the real bat signal.
Isn't it called a codpiece?
Yes. Okay. So the codpiece area.
Okay.
And there's a new adult Batman comic that's out. Bruce Wayne does full frontal nudity.
Really?
They've got a new division called the Black Label for more mature stories. Its first title is called Batman Damned. Or maybe just Batman Damned, and I'm emphasizing it.
Yeah, I don't know if it has, like, the attitude with it, but damn.
Batman Damned. I'm thinking Batman Damned, because you're seeing full frontal. So the story is about the Joker has been murdered, and Batman can't remember if he's the one who did it. So a detective tries to help him get his head on straight. Batman's in a bad place, which is apparently why there's a scene where he's just walking around buck naked.
Wow, so this is a real thing then, huh?
Yeah, it's a thing. I looked at the picture. It's more like shadows.
Oh, just shadows.
It's not like Batman standing there and it's like, whoa, it's... You see him in the dark and you see a shadow outline of his...
Of his area. Yeah. Well, it doesn't... Nothing against comic book readers, but I'm still not interested in reading it.
It's not going to hook you?
Nah.
How about this one? There's been talk of a new Space Jam movie with LeBron James for years now. And it's never really gotten off the ground until now. On Wednesday, LeBron announced that Black Panther and Creed director Ryan Coogler is coming on board as producer.
Oh, okay, cool.
So there's no specifics on the story, but supposedly it's not going to be based on the original movie and is not being considered a sequel. It's going to involve the Looney Tunes characters again, just like the first one, and they're hoping to get Michael Jordan involved somehow, maybe a cameo or something.
That would be actually really cool. I'm excited for that.
And this is where that famous R. Kelly song comes from.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night.
No word if they'll reuse that song or if someone will come out and re-record that song or a completely different song for the LeBron James version of Space Jam.
Yeah, I don't think they want R. Kelly back for that one.
Things have changed since
yeah,
the first one, right?
He's not the R. Kelly of days back. Or he is. We just found out about it. So,
did you watch Big Brother last night?
I did, yes.
Was she Julie Chen Moonves again? Or just,
she was the whole time. She introduced herself. Good evening and welcome to Big Brother. I'm Julie Chen Moonves. And then when she was leaving and... It was a surprise eviction last night. So there will be another episode on tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. But she is officially Julie Chen Moonves.
Radar Online is saying that they expect her to leave after this season. And it has nothing to do with the Les Moonves thing. That maybe it was something that was on her radar prior to this season. But they're saying that, yeah, she won't be back from Big Brother. Well, so we'll see if it's because of Les or see what happens coming up.
Oh, man. I don't want that. I love her.
When's the finale? Next week?
Yes. I think she said next Wednesday. Ooh. She said it last night. I can't remember, but it's definitely next week. They're down to four now, so.
Is JC still in the house?
He is.
Is he really?
Wow. He is, yes.
All right, time to win right now. Your tickets to go see Billy Idol. He's coming to the Pearl inside the Palms. They go on sale tomorrow morning, these tickets. We've got your tickets right now. That's caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
We've got two categories for you to choose from, so you get to pick which one you want and your partner. And if you get 6 and 60, you're going to win. So let's do this. Caller 20 gets to play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
All right.
I love it. Finally.
All right. Let's do this. We want to make you a winner. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with R or walk around?
R.
Yes, you're doing it much better than I am. I think this whole week, everyone's like, what are you, R?
I thought you were doing a bit with or something.
No, R. The R that Michael said, because Talk Like a Pirate Day was yesterday, and these are things. Yes, see, you know. These are all things associated with pirates, okay?
Okay.
Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's take you.
Okay, well, don't
man,
hurt yourself.
Jeez, Michael.
Well, I'll take you.
I'll take you.
All right, Michael, focus. Because you've got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Billy Idol. You two pirates start now.
They sail on a...
ship.
Yes. This is what they wear over their eye.
A patch.
This is what's on their shoulder.
A parrot.
Yes. This is what they're looking for.
Treasure.
When they're bad, walk the...
plank.
This is one of their weapons. They use a...
a sword.
Yes!
Wow!
Nice job, Michael! all you know, you're pirates. Oh, my gosh. Was that
well,
a record?
I happen to be a pirate at Renaissance Fair at the Age of Chivalry.
Oh, my gosh. You had this nailed before. We didn't even know it. That was incredible. Good job, Michael.
Look at you, Michael. That was not. The record is 17 seconds. I thought you guys would have had it. You guys were 21 seconds.
Oh, man. Congratulations, Michael.
You're going to go see Billy Idol when he comes to town over at the Pearl at the Palms. They go on sale. These tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10, but you've got yours. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, Michael. We appreciate it. We'll have another chance for you to win with Heads Up coming up this morning in the 8 o'clock hour.
If the rumors are true, Maroon 5 will be playing the Super Bowl halftime show on February 3rd when the Dallas Cowboys take on the New England Patriots.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
But that's not going to happen.
It's going to be the Eagles again, you think?
I don't know. Actually, I don't even know. I don't know why I said that. That it could very well happen. Is your team doing well this year?
The
I don't know.
Cowboys are 1-1, but tonight it's the Browns and the Jets, and the Browns are the predicted winner for tonight.
Oh, well, look at that.
Times are changing.
They haven't won yet. They did tie. I know that.
They tied the first game, and then last week they had multiple opportunities to win their game, but their kicker was either wide left or wide right.
Kept missing. That's not good. Oh, man. Well, good luck to you, those Browns, tonight. I really actually hope they win. The poor guys.
That'd be exciting, right?
It's time. It's time for them to win. It's 6:36 on Thursday. I forgot to bring... We were talking about water and leaving bottles of water all over the place. And I just realized I went to get a drink of water. I forgot to bring a bottle of water this morning. I'm so freaked out. But we have nice filtered water here.
I got a bottle in the office. Aquafina's, if you like.
Well, thank you very much. I do have to say, there's these things I call little nothings, where to the average person, it would be nothing to them. But to me, it's something. Little nothings that I love. And last night I drink a lot of water. And right before bed, I drank a big bottle of water. And I went to grab a bottle out of the refrigerator. And it was the bottle that was in the back of the fridge. And you know how sometimes, whenever something's in the very back of the fridge, it'll get colder and it'll start to freeze a little bit?
I do think every fridge has its different cold spot. Mine's on the left.
Oh, is it?
Middle shelf on the left-hand side.
Ours is bottom shelf in the very back.
Oh, that's funny.
It doesn't matter where it is in the back. And so I pull out the bottle of water that was in the back. And I hear it in the bottle, it's like kind of, there's a noise when I'm kind of shaking it. And I was like, it's crunchy. I'm like, oh, yes, I hit the jackpot. It's my little nothing. It's when the water freezes in a water bottle just enough to create a water slushy. And I was so excited. That was such a glorious bottle of water. I just sucked that thing down. It was so delicious. So cold, so good. I loved it. So I do you have a little nothing? Just something that most people don't notice, but oh, it is just the best. What's your little nothing? 702-364-9400. Do you have a little nothing?
There are little things when I leave. I go to Whole Foods, or if I'm in that area of Boca Park and stuff on Charleston.
Yeah.
Going west on Charleston. If you're hitting the right speed, you can get green lights all the way up to the 215. It is possible. I've done it numerous times. And again, it's a little thing, but it's just if you hit the right speed, you're hitting green light, and it's such a great feeling.
It is so nice when that happens.
And you see it happening. You're like, oh, that's a red ahead. But no, wait. Oh, wait. It just turned green. And you realize you're going to make it all the way to the 215. All green lights? Wow. God's smiling on you.
On that same note, what about when you see it's red and you're approaching and everyone's stopped in front of you, but you're in the lane and there's no one in your lane and you're like, please turn green right as I get there. So you're going
to
go zoom past all of them who are at a standstill. That is a little nothing. That is something that is so great. How about this one? It's got a runny nose. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You go to get a Kleenex. It's empty, but you're opening a new box. And you open that top of the Kleenex box when you open it, the perforation. That feeling in your hands when you're opening the top of a Kleenex box, that is a little nothing. I love that feeling.
How about you put on a coat or a pair of jeans, you're getting dressed in the morning, what's this in the pocket? You reach in your pocket, it's like $2, $3, maybe a 5 spot, and it seems like it's $1 million. It's like, whoa!
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's your chapstick. Because I lose my chapsticks all the time. And when I put on a pair of jeans and there's a chapstick, especially if it's gone through the wash, and I open it and there's a little bit of water still in it, I'm like, oh, well, at least I found a chapstick. It's amazing. I don't think I've ever in my entire life used an entire chapstick to completion.
No, you lose it. No, you lose it or something. It just there must be landfills just filled with chapsticks that everyone has lost before.
It's crazy.
I got one.
What?
You go into Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, wherever they get your coffee. I'm thinking of the Starbucks right here on Jones. The way you pull in, you can't tell if there's a line or not. You go in and you turn to the drive-thru lane.
Okay.
And sometimes you turn in and you're 8 cars deep. And you're like, oh. And you can't, because it's a turn,
stuck.
You can't back out. And it's a little tiny bit of an anxiety when I pull in there. But when I pull in and turn in the drive-thru lane and there are no cars, it's like, whoa,
this
Starbucks is all mine.
T just texted us at 21732. She says, when you get a Whopper candy and it's chewy, or when you get a peanut M&M and no peanut inside but only chocolate, I'm a candy lover. I like the Whopper, but it's chewy. That's a good one. But if I'm expecting peanut in a peanut M&M and there's no peanut, and I'm like, wait, who took the peanut out? That's the worst. This one, when you blow your nose and something actually comes out.
Results.
Like, oh, man. And then you feel all clear again. It's like this is what I've been blowing my nose all these years for. I'm totally with you on that one.
You get fries at Arby's and, yeah, regular fries, and there's that one rogue curly fry in there.
That is pretty exciting, isn't it? Or if you go to get chicken nuggets at some place, and it's a six-pack, and they actually accidentally put a 7-1 in. Like, oh, I got a 7th chicken nugget. Those are just little nothings that make your day. Oh, man. I can't wait to go. I'm going to start putting all my water in that one spot so I always have water slushes.
Hot Threes up next. What do you have?
We are going to talk about best airports. Where did Las Vegas rank when it comes to best airports in the nation? Also this morning, what is the new national average for tipping? And if you have a teen, or maybe you are a teen, teens, we want to talk to you. You got to call us up, because there is a list of slang words that make teens cringe, especially when you try to be cool when you're using them. We'll tell you what they are and what you should be using instead coming up next in the Hot 3.
7:40, we got them for you. Passes into our sound house during Life is Beautiful weekend, which is this weekend. It's all coming up at 7:40.
The Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
J.D. Power just released its annual airport survey, which measures traveler satisfaction with airports all across North America on factors like accessibility and the check-in process, security screening, shopping, all sorts of things. So they broke them out by categories, mega, large, and medium. And mega airports are defined as those handling more than 32.5 million annual passengers, which McCarran falls into that category. And we came out number one, tied for number one, actually, with Orlando as one of the best airports in the country. We tied with Orlando for number one. Detroit was number two, followed by Denver and Dallas. And with all the renovations that they made at the airport, like that floor, have you been to the airport recently?
Mm-hmm.
With the sparkle floor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that sparkle floor. It is so cool.
I like, when I do travel, I like getting to the airport early. I don't like being rushed. I like soaking in the elements of the airport. I don't mind getting there early, getting something to drink, something to eat, buying a snack for the flight. I end up walking. I show up at the airport with one carry-on, but by the time I'm boarding the plane, I got like extra bags and everything from the stuff I buy.
You're like my husband. He does that too. I prefer to literally get there, walk to the gate, and walk onto the plane.
I can't do that.
I don't like sitting around at all.
You walk around, you find a spot, maybe across from your gate. You're not right at your gate waiting and maybe drinking some coffee, a sandwich if it's lunchtime.
Oh, man, that's...
Is it Jersey Mike's there in Terminal C, I think?
Everything is so much more expensive at the airport, though.
It is. Remember when it was just the A and B gates? And then the C gates came along. They were a game changer.
I've always been here with the C gates. I don't think it's ever just... When did they build the C gates?
C, I thought, came like in 96?
Okay, yeah, 97? I've only been here with C gates. It was only A and B.
I remember the first time flying to town.
Do you go left or do you go
yeah,
right?
A and B, that was it.
Wow, that's fancy. Also, this morning, it's been a long time since there was a big cultural shift from 15% tips at restaurants to 20%. But we still haven't totally caught up. According to a new study, the national average for tipping is now 17.12%. So right around halfway between 15 and 20%. People in Maine give the highest average tips at 19.36. The other states where people tip at least 18% are Rhode Island, New Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, Florida, and Michigan. And at the other end of things, Montana, they give the lowest tips at 15.53. I feel like it has to be exceptionally bad for them not to get at least 20% from me.
What are they doing in Montana? Why are they tipping so low in Big Sky Country?
I don't know. Maybe they're just all in agreement. Hey, we're on the same team. Let's all just do a collective 15%.
This is Montana where we do 15%. I'm the same way, too. Even if it's bad service, I still feel bad leaving a bad tip.
I know. I think that, like, maybe they're having a bad day. And maybe that was an indicative of the person they are. I'm just going to still give that. Or I think maybe it was the cook that messed it up. So why should they be penalized for that? So I still do 20%.
Or it's bad service. And they deliver the bill and they're just friendly or something. Well, here you go. Thanks for joining us. You're like, oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
That ended on the good note. Okay. Before we start the final story, we asked for teens to call with words that annoy them, when people say slang words that make teens cringe. Brooklyn, what word annoys you?
Fam.
Fam? Okay, use fam in a sentence and tell us why it's annoying.
So, you're my fam. Like, you're part of my fam. It's basically, like, the reason why it annoys me is because it's just so, like, weird. Like, people use it in such a weird way.
Does it bother you if adults use it, kids use it, everyone uses it? Who does it bother you the most?
More adults, yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm like, hey, Brooklyn, let's go take our fam picture. You're like, oh, my God.
Oh.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Nick. Nick, what is the word that makes you as a teen cringe?
The word, I mean, it's not really more of a word. It's kind of like an action, but dab.
Oh,
it's just annoying at this point.
The dabbing should be dead by now?
Yeah,
it died a long time ago.
I'm just learning the move.
JC thinks it's really cool. What action should he be doing now instead, Nick?
Probably just like a good old jig. Not really.
A jig? I can jig,
just
trust me.
Just do a good old jig.
The jig is back.
Thanks, Nick.
No problem.
Jigging.
Mateo texted, he says that he hates it when adults say fire. Oh, that's fire. Your shirt is fire, Jason.
Is lit still a word?
Yeah. Well, let me go through this
story
and explain why we're talking about this. So earlier this year, Subway Canada did a poll asking Twitter users to vote on their favorite bread, which they called Bread Bay. Okay? Not one of their 135,000 followers voted. Not one. And a lot of people think it's because Bread Bay was created by an out-of-touch marketing person. Plenty of other brands have tried to reach teens using their vernacular and failed, and maybe that's because we just don't know how Generation Z talks. So Business Insider did this survey to get some insight on the way teens communicate today. These are some of the words that make them cringe and what you should use instead, at least for today, okay? This could change tomorrow, but swag, okay? It means someone who's cool or you have swag or whatever. Well, teens stopped saying that back in 2012. And it says now they describe a cool situation as being lit, like you just said. But my daughter says lit is over. So
lit's done? Okay.
I feel like this is kind of, this list is kind of old school. But bae, it sounds like bae. It's a popular way to refer to your significant other. They didn't offer a trendy word to use instead of bae, but they say bruh is a good word for friend.
Bruh is back?
Yeah.
I'm not on board with that one, kids.
YOLO, the Drake song, The Motto, made it popular when, you know, you only live once, but YOLO is definitely out, people. Gen Zs now prefer either DJ Khaled's Key or Major Key to describe something essential or important. These are lies. These are not cool anymore.
I remember us doing Key like a year ago.
These are not cool anymore. Whoever wrote this list is so out of touch. Even we know that.
Old list. Who dis?
Oh, God.
Who dis is still hot. People are still using who dis. Somebody should have been like, new bread, who dis?
No. Nobody's saying, not Gen Z. Jack just tweeted us, 15 years old, says, if something is shocking, say wig. or my wig is snatched.
My what? No.
My wig is snatched. That's like, wig? You saw, didn't you see when Katy Perry...
My wig is snatched.
Snatched.
Snatched. Out of touch adult, who dis?
Oh my gosh.
My wig is snatched.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Wig is like when...
Wig on your head.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Like, whoa.
Your wig is taken off, so
if
you're surprised.
You're shocked. Yeah, you're like, wig.
That doesn't sound fun to me. You're wearing a wig and it's disheveled looking, and that's not fun.
On fleek. Obviously, if something's perfect, it's on fleek, but teens don't say that anymore. You should go with looking snatched instead. Like, oh man, your hair's looking snatched, JC.
Watch out. Hey, say, you might get slapped.
So there you go. That's your Gen Z lesson. And I'm still 100% positive that this list is so out of touch. They're saying something completely different now.
Jocelyn just arrived to the building and she's wearing her Prince Purple Rain t-shirt. It looks like she took some scissors to it to give it a little more of an edge.
You like to give the girls on the show a hard time for cutting their t-shirts.
Well, Jen cut it up her Bite of Las Vegas shirt out there at Bite on Saturday. It looked good.
I'm going to do one just to spite you.
Razzle dazzle it up. I love it. Are you kidding me? I'm going to try it. Bringing up Jocelyn, this is kind of interesting. We were in the office talking about a coworker yesterday and just talking about this coworker, and Jocelyn says that she has a hard time talking to this coworker because he reminds her so much of her uncle who has passed away.
I thought that was interesting. First of all, the coworker, usually you resemble your relatives, but this coworker looks nothing like you, Jocelyn.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I'm surprised you have a relative that looks like this coworker, number one. But number two, is it odd that I totally get it? I've known someone that reminds me of someone else, and for that reason, I either like them or did not like them.
Yeah, does anybody else do this? 702-364-9400. Whether it's you meet someone who reminds you of your best friend, and so you immediately have that connection with that person, that you just met that person, but because they look like your best friend or have mannerisms of a relative, that you find yourself just liking them more just based on those one little quirks that they have in common with someone you know.
Is it usually a good thing for you, or is it usually a bad thing for you?
I'll tell you what. My wife has a coworker that looks just like the first girl that I was intimate with.
Oh, so do you get all weird around her?
I remember she was at our house, and it was a coworker from out of town. And I walk into the house, and she's like, hey, meet Susie, Sally, Jessica, whatever you want to call her. And I'm like, I turn the corner, and I see her. I'm like, hi.
Did you think it was her for a second?
For a second. I'm like, am I being punked? I'm like, oh, okay, you're not saying anything to me, so I won't let my wife know that our past. Obviously, it's a completely different person.
If it really was her, you wouldn't have said anything. Like, this is the girl.
I looked at her, and I'm like, you are that one, that first one, but you're not acknowledging me, so I'll play along. I won't say anything to my wife either, because this is really awkward if that's the case. Obviously, it wasn't, but it looked just like her. It was so bizarre. So bizarre.
I want to reenact that day.
With the day back, with my special day with a girl.
No,
or the day
no,
I came
no.
Home?
The day that you came home and you play the role of you.
Okay.
I'll play the role of your wife and Susie. What's her name?
Let's call her Jessica.
Okay.
Okay. So I come in. Hey, Laura, I'm home. Where are you guys at? In the kitchen?
Yeah, we're back here in the kitchen. Come say hi. Susie's here.
Hey, hi. Hi, Susie?
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hi, yes. My name is JC. I am Laura's husband of 10 years.
I know.
Wait, why are you guys looking at each other so weird? This is weird. I said something is going on here.
And for those who are wondering why Mercedes was playing Enya, that was the backdrop to my intimate moment.
That was...
I swear, like, you magically, you built a time machine and you took me back to that moment in time.
That's how well I know you.
I was there. Oh my gosh.
We are kindred spirits.
You really took me like, wow. You took me on a ride. Stop it.
Oh. I know how to bring back memories
for
you.
Oh, you do. Wow.
We should just do one memory break. where I just try to bring back memories for you, and then you do the same for me.
Or emotional roller coaster ride. That's, yeah. So, let me click my thoughts here. Stop it. Kylie Jenner's life-changing decision that stunned the internet. I'll explain coming up in the dirt once I collect my thoughts. Coming up here in 7 minutes. You know, about 10 minutes ago, you played a snippet of a song that took me on an emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
Shut your eyes.
Okay.
Let's see if I can do the same to you. Okay?
Okay. That was a song that brings back some pain for me.
Yeah, I did it.
Some pain. I'm glad you're happy about inflicting pain on me. This is a wonderful
thing.
What
was his name again? Thomas?
Jared.
This was Jared. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Loser.
This is The Daily Dirt. Just the right amount of celebrity news and Hollywood gossip. Mix 94.1.
Wonder if the song has the same emotion with Jared when he hears that song. And what if he's saying things about you or it means nothing to him?
I don't know. He tried to reach out to me on Facebook a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I just ignored it. He friend requested and sent a message. And I was like...
Did you read the message?
No, because doesn't it show that you've read it if you do?
There's a new thing now where I just noticed, and probably it's a new update, because I got a message and I scanned over it and the message popped up in a separate window. Like you could read the message without reading it.
Oh, okay. Because I could see the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, hey, long time no talk. How have... And then it cut
Stopped.
Off and I was like, delete.
Done.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Kylie Jenner broke the internet by simply putting milk in her cereal for the first time.
Oh my gosh, this is so crazy.
She tweeted, last night I had cereal with milk for the first time. Life changing.
And people were, like, freaking out over this.
Yeah, Twitter immediately started trolling her, including Seth Rogen, who tweeted back, wait till you try peanut butter and jam.
Is it peanut butter and jam or peanut butter and jelly?
Let's troll him, because he should have put peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, I thought, although I do use jam instead of jelly, but it's called peanut butter and jelly,
yeah.
Not jam.
So who's going to get trolled now, Seth Rogen?
Yeah, really?
But let's be honest, Kylie's what, 20, 21?
Yeah, but come on. That's who hasn't had. Well, I don't want to say who hasn't because my daughter only eats cereal dry.
But she's had it with milk, though, before. She's tried
yeah,
it before.
Yeah, she doesn't like it with milk. She just likes it dry. So there is nothing like a nice bowl of cereal. It will, any time of day, it can replace any meal. Cereal's the best.
Cereal
it's my favorite.
Is good. I'm doing breakfast for dinner tonight. I just decided.
Just decided
yep.
that.
Demi Lovato is still in rehab. Her overdose was 2 months ago. It seems like it was 2 weeks ago.
Wow, it's been 2 months. That's crazy.
Been 2 months. And one person has put his life on hold to be a constant presence. And that person is her former ex-boyfriend, Wilmer Valderrama. So TMZ says that Demi has transferred from a rehab center on the East Coast to another facility that is apparently world-renowned for its addiction programs. She's been at that facility for more than a month. And Wilmer has flown there several times during visiting days to be with her. Of course, they dated for 6 years. They broke up back in 2016.
That to me was, you know how they say you have like that one true love?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those two were always supposed to be together. Yep. And he's back.
Yep.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Let's just say that Justin Bieber did marry Hailey Baldwin last week. People are saying there's probably no prenup in place. Bieber's worth about $265 million. Hailey Baldwin she's worth around $5 million. Good for you, Hailey Baldwin. And then if they haven't gotten married, they say that Bieber doesn't believe in prenups, that he believes he'll be married to Hailey forever and will not get a prenup based on his religious beliefs.
Well, I wouldn't get a prenup because I feel like that is kind of a foreshadowing. But I don't have what Justin Bieber has either.
He's
so.
23, 24. He's got $265 million. Maybe just a note or two.
Yeah, there's like nothing worth that I had that would be worth fighting over.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like when my wife and I got married, okay, what do you want? I don't know. My Ford Taurus that I still owe money on?
My KitchenAid mixer that I asked for when we got married, but I have never used, not one single time. Okay.
Remember when we found out that Cleveland Cavaliers star Tristan Thompson cheated on Khloe Kardashian weeks before she gave birth to her baby?
Yes.
That all went down. And then after giving birth, Khloe moved out of Cleveland and back to L.A. Well, Khloe is now moving back to Cleveland.
Oh, wow. Why?
Sources say they're doing better and they've had a positive summer. Khloe will be based in Cleveland with baby True for the season, for the basketball season, but is going to be going back and forth to L.A. for work commitments and to see her family when she can. But she is making the move back to Cleveland.
Forgiveness is really a beautiful thing. If you can forgive stuff like that, I don't know. I just really admire that.
There she is. It's Alanis. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. She's trying to find something for you.
That was an appropriate song because I feel like I'm in an ironic situation. Well, actually, these are not even ironic situations. They're bad coincidences. But my new lyric is going to be, you work hard to keep a clean house and car, and then there's a dead rat in your own backyard.
It's a hit.
That's a hit, don't you think?
Yeah, we're all saying it's a hit, but let's break down the lyrics of what you just said.
I work hard to keep a clean house and car, and there's a dead rat in my backyard.
Dead rat in your backyard?
Oh, gosh.
There he is. That's
just
a rat running
talking
around.
About it's giving me the heebie-jeebies. I was telling you earlier, that over the weekend, my daughters were out in the back with my mom, who was in town, and they were swimming, and when I got home from Bite of Las Vegas, they said, hey, there seems to be like a dead gerbil in your backyard. I'm like, gerbil? Why is there a dead gerbil back there? And they're like, I don't know. It's too cute to be a rat. It's too big to be a mouse. And I'm like, okay, I'll have Matt take care of that. Well, Matt was working all weekend also. So by the time he got around to it yesterday.
Hold on one second. Well, this was Saturday that someone pointed out there's a dead creature in your backyard.
It was off to the side. And it wasn't hurting anything.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, just sitting back there, this dead thing in your yard.
I refused to go out there. I didn't want to see it. I was like, oh, I don't want to know what it is. Well, so he's out there, and he finally looks to get rid of it, and it's a rat.
Oh!
It's a dead rat in the backyard, on the side. So he does the right neighborly thing to do, goes to both neighbors to let them know, hey, there's a rat in our backyard. We just want to let you know. And one of them's like, oh, yeah, they probably came from my backyard because we put up rat traps. And he's like, you weren't going to let us know? Like, don't you think you owe it to your neighbors to let them know if you see a rat in the backyard?
Well, I thought you were going to say Matt did the neighborly thing and picked up the dead rat and threw it over the fence and let the other neighbor, next door neighbor deal with
no,
it.
No,
isn't
no,
that
no.
what you do?
No, you don't do that. But so he's like, oh, yeah, we just put rat traps in the backyard. And he's like, well, we would really appreciate it if you would have let us know. So we're going to put him back there. So we're talking to the exterminator, and they say that there is a rat infestation in this city. And I've heard in certain neighborhoods that it's happened, but he says they are everywhere. Have you had to deal with any rat issues? I am shocked.
Knock on wood, but I remember for some reason I was talking about this like a year or two ago, and it was pockets of the valley. It was not all over the valley. So
right.
Now you're telling me that these rats have moved from wherever they were living, that they're now in Henderson, they're in the Northwest, they're in the Southeast. They're running this valley, these rats?
They said that 80% of their clients have rat traps in their backyard. Or not, they shouldn't say in the backyard, but they have rat traps.
Why do we have a rat infestation? Anybody else have or seen a rat, and where did you see them? How they get into your house? And why is the rat hanging out? You're a clean person. Why is the rat hanging out in your house?
I think there's a lot of greenery and brush in our neighborhood. And again, I think it's because our neighbor had it, put the traps in. And then I think, so what's in a rat trap? Is it poison? Because I think that rat came over and died in our yard.
Did he ate the poison?
Yeah.
Stumbled over your backyard. Whoa.
Oh, where am I?
Oh.
This is not where I usually hang out. What's going on?
I'm
going
to shut my eyes for a minute. Never opened them again.
I'm not sure, but it's disgusting. And now I'm freaked out. What's the weird critter that you have found in your home or around your home? 702-364-9400. I just got Oh, my husband says it's because of fruit trees.
Oh, okay.
And then I just got a text from my friend Nikki. She says the Summerlin area is terrible with rats. We've had bait stations for years. They're still around. Bobby's in a different part of town. Bobby, what part of town do you live in?
Hey, guys. I live in Southern Highlands, and we have roof rats.
Roof
and
rats?
Yes, and they crawl up from the trees and they hop on your roof. Absolutely, you need to keep your trees trimmed away from your house because it's a big deal.
Oh my gosh!
So you're telling
me? Oh my gosh!
They go on your roof like they're Santa Claus or something. That is terrifying.
And they go in the roof.
Oh, they live inside the roof. Oh my gosh, roof rats!
If you have even one branch that extends to your roof,
I'm ripping the tree down.
That's their bridge.
Yeah.
The bridge to your home.
I am tearing down the tree.
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk to John. John, did you have a run-in with a rat?
I did. My dog was freaking out in the backyard, kept sniffing my barbecue, opened the barbecue, live rat.
What did you do?
I bought a new barbecue.
But serious, did you shut it?
No,
did you turn it on?
I just shut the lid and brought the dog inside, went out there an hour later, it was gone. So he's somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
I would have turned the grill on. Cook him out of there.
Smoke him out.
Cook him out of there. You know, he would have left. He would have got out of there, but then he would have known, like, don't come back to this thing because it gets very hot.
We've got
barbecue rats and roof rats in Las Vegas.
This is really scary. Let's talk to Danielle. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I have three cats and four dogs, and I live where Siegfried and Roy are and by where the old Las Vegas Zoo used to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we've always, as soon as they closed down the zoo, it was crazy with the rats and the mice.
Because they were living there first.
That was actually an attraction at our zoo.
The rat. Go ahead.
And my cat likes to catch them and bring them inside the house. And the other day she dropped one in the toilet for me, which I found pretty convenient because then I just scooped it out and fed to the snake. So, you know, the whole circle of life.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. At least you're kind of taking care of someone else. That's good. Wow. Our phones are going crazy with rat calls. There is an issue here. Some text coming in. I live in Summerlin. My neighbor had rats living in their walls. Had to pay an exterminator $4,000 to come in, remove everything inside, and fumigate. I have a family of rats living in a few palm trees we have in the backyard. It's annoying, says Jasmine. Oh, my gosh.
You know, not to get political here, but it's election season. And whatever politician makes a platform of getting rid of the rats in Las Vegas, that's who will get my vote.
I think I'm going to get a cat. Because at least the cat will kill them. Right?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have time to go to my husband really quick?
Yeah.
Hi. Hello?
Pest control people did say that it's considered to be a roof rat. And to make sure that you don't have any trees or shrubs touching the house. And, of course, what's the guy with the bait box that's had it for over a month tell me? Oh, don't worry about your shrubs. They're so pretty. Love the rats and the mice.
No, yeah, he told us not to trim our shrubs because they're really pretty.
Oh, but that's when now the rats are living inside there.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. Yeah, Matt was upset with our neighbor.
Oh, can't blame you. Hot 3's coming up next. What do you got?
All right, Caesars Entertainment. They are eliminating something from their locations nationwide. We'll tell you what they are. Also, do you think your boss could do your job for one day? And speaking of critters, well, this isn't really a critter, it's huge, but a grandma shoots and kills an animal to get revenge on it. We'll tell you what that animal did coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Texas Station.
Caesars Entertainment is eliminating plastic straws and stirrers from all of their properties in the United States. They're currently only available upon request. Sustainable options like paper straws, they are available in some locations, but will now be available in all U.S. locations. The RJ reports the company estimates that this will remove nearly 200 million straws per year.
Dang.
Has Starbucks done that yet? I know they said they were going to, but the last couple of times I've gone, I've I still have the straw.
Are they phasing out the straws so they have the new ones in and they're slowly getting rid of the ones, the current ones they have? Like the regular plastic ones?
Possibly. Possibly.
What are the new ones made of? Like sugar or something? Or?
Sugar. Rice? I get a lot of paper straws when I go places. I've never seen any rice.
Oh, so it's just like paper then. It's just recyclable, the straws.
Yeah, okay. And it's biodegradable, so it can break down. So but sometimes if they're not thick enough, then they start soaking through and it's like you get a bunch of paper in your mouth.
Well, what are the ones I see, like the pumpkin flavored straws or pumpkin? Are they just flavored straws or are they like sugary straws that you can drink through and then also they're edible as well?
I don't know about that. Tell me more about
there's pumpkin spice straws. Look it up. Yeah, there's pumpkin spice straws that you can buy. Really into pumpkin stuff.
Okay. I'm going to start that. This is just going to be I'm going to drink my coffee out of pumpkin flavored straws. That sounds delicious. Also this morning, if you switched places with your boss and they had to do your job for a day, could they? According to a new poll, 4 out of 10 employees say nope. 42% of people said their boss could not do their job. 33% think they could do it. And the other 25% were not sure. Some other stats from the survey, 1/3 of employees say that they don't get enough recognition for how hard they work. Over 1/3 of people in the survey said they think their boss is overpaid. Although about the same number said their boss works harder than they do. So, and then with that being said, 68% of people think that their boss does deserve to be in charge.
Could J-Love do this?
I know he can do a shift. I don't know if he could do a morning show. Do you think he could do a morning show?
I think he could.
I think he could.
He used to be a DJ back in the day, old J-Love.
I think he could with someone else.
The J-Love and Jocelyn morning show?
Yeah. Jocelyn's all about that.
That was one big eye roll.
Really?
Do you think he could do it, Jocelyn?
I think if he had a great partner, I don't know if I'd be the best partner. I think I like the producer role, but if he had someone that was funny and witty, I think he could do a morning show, yeah.
Mercedes, could you do J-Love's job?
No.
And what is his job?
I couldn't do his job.
Because we don't know what he does.
No, he deals with a lot. He does a lot that there's no way. He actually, he was trying to get me to get into the music side because we have music meetings all the time. And so he's like, I want to teach you to schedule music. I want you to do this. And for like 3 weeks, we were on it. We were training and I learned how to schedule the music. And I'm like, I don't like this.
I don't want to do this. You keep on doing it, boss.
It's hard. He has a lot of other responsibilities. Also this morning, or finally, I have a feeling no one is going to mess with the town of Livingston, Texas, and it's little old lady mayor after this. The new mayor of Livingston, she's a 73-year-old woman named Judy Cochran. She's a grandmother and apparently a vigilante with a thirst for vengeance. About 3 years ago, her miniature horse was killed by an alligator. She knew that the gator did it. She kept her eye on him, apparently. He's a 12-foot, 580-pound beast who lives in the river along her ranch. And this year, she decided to get revenge. But gator hunting season only lasts for 3 weeks, and it's right now, so she had to act fast. On Monday, she put a dead raccoon in her backyard as bait.
Why not?
And waited for the gator. And when that giant alligator took the bait, Judy killed him with one shot to the head. Now he's at a taxidermist because Judy is having his head stuffed to hang on her wall. And she says she's going to make his body into boots.
Oh, that's Judy justice right there.
Yeah, he went after her miniature horse. It's terrible. And so she's like, oh, revenge will be mine.
Yeah, but look, what a wild woman. She's baiting him with raccoons and stuff. Wow, I like this Judy.
How do you get a dead raccoon?
I don't know.
It's not like you can just go buy that.
She's got the 12-foot alligator? Whoa.
12 feet, 580 pounds.
That is a dinosaur is what that is.
That is
she
huge.
Killed a dinosaur.
Oh, my God.
It's Thursday, so that means we have Radio Truth or Dare. Would you say this is a food challenge today?
It's a food-ish challenge, right. But it's, oh, man, it's going to be nasty. I do not want to get this one.
And we get into it coming up here in 3 minutes. Let's not dilly-dally. Let's get right into it.
Oh, my gosh. It's Thursday. It is 8 o'clock, and that means it's time for some Radio Truth or Dare. This week's episode is featuring an item that we actually spoke of on the show either early this week or late last week. I can't remember.
Late last week, I think, yeah.
Late last week. So we'll get to that in a second. Let's do our drawing. Inside the Cauldron of Doom, we have two truths and one dare and one blank piece of paper. So one person will be out for the day. All right, I got it. Oh, gosh, please don't let me get this. Okay, JC got his. All right, Jocelyn's pulling hers, and Jen got hers. Everyone on one, two, three. I got a truth.
I got blank.
I got the dare.
Oh, and Jocelyn, you got a truth also? So, JC, you're off this week. This is the first time you've been off.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been off.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that means you and I, Jocelyn, we go first. I got the truth. My question is, which member of the show would you feel most comfortable naked with and why?
Ooh.
That's easy. I, like, didn't even have to think for a second. Jocelyn.
Why?
What?
I would feel most comfortable naked around Jocelyn. I don't know. I don't know.
Like sisters?
Yeah, we're kind of like, I mean, she's like my little sister, you know?
I don't believe you two. Prove it.
I don't know. I feel like we, you know, have had conversations where we kind of know each other. And like, I wouldn't feel comfortable around you, obviously, because you're a man. Jen, I would probably eventually feel comfortable around her naked, but like I would feel comfortable around you naked, Jocelyn. I don't know. I can't really say why. I just feel the most comfortable around her for that. So there you go.
There we go.
And that's not going to ever happen.
Well, the day is young, my friend. The day is young.
Jocelyn.
Mine is, what is the scariest thing to happen to you in the last 12 months? Were you going to say
the scariest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I think this would fall into scary. I found out that a family member of mine was diagnosed with cancer, and it's like stage 3 cancer.
Oh man!
And I'm sorry to take it down.
No,
really, there.
No.
But it was very, very scary. When we heard the news, it's an aunt that's now in San Francisco, and she's getting all the proper care, and I have full confidence that she's going to push through. But hearing the initial news and just hearing, it's my grandmother's sister, hearing my grandmother kind of like break the news and just her break down in tears and kind of everyone frantically panicking, like, what's going to happen? She doesn't live here. She lives in Hawaii. How are we going to get her here? And just, it was very scary, but things have calmed down. Things are getting better. And again, I have full confidence that she is going to get better.
How is she right now?
Oh, she's in high spirits.
Oh,
she's like
good.
One of the most positive people I've ever met in my life, and she's, hey, let's go out to dinner, let's have fun, girls, when I went and saw her in California. But yeah, she's...
Is that why you went, we saw you had a trip a couple weekends ago, go up to see your, I guess, your grand aunt? She's your aunt, your grandma's sister?
Yes, I guess my grand aunt would be the best way to describe her. But partially, yes, I just felt like I needed to be closer to family, because you never know when things like that can happen.
Yeah.
And I don't want to regret not being able to spend my time and spread my time wisely with the people that I love in different parts of the country.
Oh, I'm sorry you went through that. That is scary. That's a tough thing. And I'm really happy to hear that she's doing well.
Fantastic.
And yes, we're sending good vibes to her.
Good
so
vibes.
No, the truth's not always pretty. That's the thing. It doesn't always have to be like funny, haha. So there you go. Thank
you. Everyone on Facebook can see Jocelyn's Purple Rain t-shirt. Very nice.
All right, Jen, you got the dare today. What does it say?
It says, welcome to the Crazy Candy Cane Challenge. You must try the latest line of Archie McPhee candy canes. These flavors include mac and cheese, rotisserie chicken, and pickle flavors, just to name a few.
Oh, man. These are disgusting sounding flavors.
May I just say, when they sent these to me, they said, hope you guys enjoy them. Although with the clam decaying, that's very unlikely.
What? Clam?
Clam. So let's save clam for last on that. When we come back, Jen's going to try a coal-flavored candy cane. This is the one that started it all, the mac and cheese one. We did a story about mac and cheese candy canes, so let's see how those taste. rotisserie chicken. JC, will you like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Put that between two slices of bread. Call it lunch.
Why would you make these types of candy canes? Oh, my gosh. The taste test comes up next.
All right. So we have, that is coming up. We kick off 60-plus minutes commercial-free and an 8:25. Your tickets to go see, we're calling it Staggy, right? Sting and Shaggy?
Staggy, yes.
Staggy. It's all coming up next. We just kicked off 60-plus minutes commercial-free, and we've got your tickets to go see Sting and Shaggy coming up in just about 3 minutes.
It is 8:18, and we are right in the middle of Radio Truth or Dare. We are also live on Facebook Live if you want to check us out. We already did the truths. Jocelyn and I both got truths this week. And JC, you got the blank.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to do anything. And producer Jen, she got this morning's dare, inspired by a story from the Hot 3 last week about new macaroni and cheese flavored candy canes. Tell everyone what your dare is.
Welcome to the Crazy Candy Cane Challenge. You must try the latest line from Archie McPhee Candy Canes. The flavors include mac and cheese, rotisserie chicken, and a pickle. And I see a few more here that look equally as gross.
Yeah, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 flavors of candy canes that you have to sample. So since you mentioned rotisserie chicken, how about we start with the rotisserie chicken candy cane?
Can I just say that these smell equally as bad as they sound?
I smelled one. I think it was the coal one. But
you doing? Why didn't you do coal last? It'll be like activated charcoal and settle your stomach.
So we did little pieces. You have to take a bite.
And yeah, then licky, licky, and then eat it.
Oh, this is so gross.
Is it disgusting?
Does it taste like chicken?
Yeah.
Why am I laughing
so
even?
It's like a crunchy chicken.
Oh.
Ew.
Well, some people pay a lot of money for that crunchy chicken.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that
extra crispy?
Yeah, extra
crispy. You don't have any water in here either. That sucks.
That's part of the torture.
Okay, let's move on. Let's get that chicken taste out of your mouth.
Yeah, that
was
not happening.
What's the red one right next
bacon.
To it? Okay, let's go to bacon.
Oh, okay.
Everyone likes bacon, right? How's the bacon candy cane?
I'm still tasting chicken.
Is there any mint flavor to it, like a candy cane mint, or is it just straight bacon now? Your eyes are starting to water a little bit.
Oh, man. Is bacon better than chicken, though?
I can't taste it.
You
I'm
can't?
I'm still tasting chicken.
Oh, ew.
The chicken one smells. It smells like chicken and bacon in here.
I know. Okay, so she's going to get rid of that
Am
one.
Am I allowed to spit this out?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, as long as you taste it. All right, now let's move to the one that inspired this whole bit. Let's go over to some mac and cheese. Who
a little side dish?
A little mac and cheese after your chicken and bacon. Let's try that one. Okay, the mac and cheese. She just shoved it right in.
Oh, God. This is disgusting.
It's not good. I love mac and cheese.
No, it's really bad.
Really?
Well, how's it taste? Like mac and
I'm
cheese?
I'm spitting it out. Oh, my God.
Poor Jen. This is torturous.
How many she has? Oh, my. I didn't realize there was that
She's
many.
She's got three more. She's okay. got three
It did
more.
Not taste like mac and cheese.
It didn't? What did
no,
it taste like?
No, it tasted like a vinegar or something.
Oh.
It was not good.
Okay. Let's. What's
it
the green?
It was not good. I might revisit the bacon, but that was not good.
The green one. What's
green
up?
Is pickle.
Oh, I bet that's good. Yeah. Try pickle.
I hope
Try
so. Pickle. I wanted to take this mac and cheese flavor out of my mouth.
Okay. Pickle's going to do it. You're going to like the pickle. Pickle's always good.
Yeah.
Is it? Her face is hilarious. What's wrong?
It's very pickly.
But is it good? Of all of the ones you've tried so far, is that one the best?
It's tolerable.
Well, just think if you had this for lunch. Oh, what's for lunch? Rotisserie chicken, bacon, mac and cheese, and a pickle on the side.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Right?
Like, what deli are you going
this
to?
This one's a little bit sweet, like a candy cane.
All right, go on the next one. What do we got?
Okay.
Spit.
This black one.
Coal.
A coal-flavored candy
cane. The smell's really bad.
There's a part of me that thinks that might taste decent.
Yeah, it's like activated charcoal. You should have did this one last. You really should have. Cleaned your teeth.
Cinnamon. Tastes like... I'm talking with my mouth full. It tastes like cinnamon.
Oh, then that's good.
Like a smoky cinnamon?
Okay. So we got a good one.
I don't like smoke.
Oh, well.
If you like smoke, though, this is the way to go.
Okay, the last one. And they say, even the people at Archie McPhee's, who thank you for sending us these candy canes, by the way, they said that this one you're probably not going to like. What's the flavor on this one?
Clam.
Oh, can I smell it?
A clam candy cane.
Oh,
ready? Okay. Imagine putting these in your kid's stocking and not telling
don't
them.
Don't say anything. Yes.
They start eating them.
Yeah, because they look like beautiful regular candy canes. Yeah. They're very pretty.
How's the clam?
It's mild. I'm swishing it around in my mouth to really bring out the flavor. It's mild.
Which one was the worst?
Oh, God, it hit me.
Oh. Which one was the worst?
The mac and cheese.
Really?
Actually, was the worst.
Well, job well done.
Good job, Jen.
You completed the dare. Jen, you are far, far more daring than I.
I should have had water.
Now
I'm going to wash all this down with my seaweed snack.
Your seaweed snack?
A seaweed snack on top of it?
Oh. Ew, that sounds worse than the candy canes.
Let's give one to our boss and say, hey, we're 100 days away from Christmas. It's a celebration. You want one? And give him one and don't say anything because he's not listening.
Give him the mac and cheese.
And give him the mac and cheese and see his reaction. We'll do that and we'll post it on Instagram after the show.
That'll be next.
In my mouth.
All right, time to win right now. I got your tickets to go see Sting and Shaggy. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play. Heads up.
We've got two categories for you. The categories are indoors and preseason. You get to pick which one you want, and you also get to pick your partner. If you get 6 and 60, you will win. 702-364-9400.
Take a seat. This is Imagine Dragons. The song is called Natural.
And you're standing on the edge, face up, because you're a natural. You're beating hard.
I give you that.
A for effort.
Oh, hey. It takes guts to go out there, so I applaud you.
That's all. That's it. I don't want to torture you guys anymore.
We're good. We're good.
Morning show karaoke is done, but it will be back next year.
All the news you need to know. News you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
If you have trouble motivating yourself to get up off the couch to get stuff done, it's not a sign that you're lazy. It's a sign that you're human. According to a new study, it turns out we're all hardwired to be lazy. So when you do get motivated to do stuff, your brain has to work extra hard and use lots of energy to overcome human nature. But why? Why are we built to be lazy? Well, it's because it helps our bodies save energy. And for ancient humans, that was a big advantage because it meant you could use your extra energy for hunting and survival.
Oh, but we just don't do that anymore. The hunting and survival.
Yeah, that's... Although sometimes our brain is thinking we are. That when I went to that doctor, because I was tired, and she's like, you're constantly in... the fight or flight response. Like, your cortisol is always running because you're always stressed out. So she gave me the supplement, and that's like, whoo, calm me down. You. So I'm not in that anymore. But yeah, normally we're... Now I'm so calm, I don't want to do anything. Also,
what was the supplement?
I talked about
Mary
it.
Mary Jane?
No, not
the
that
stuff
one.
That I started taking too?
Yeah, did you notice a difference?
I did notice it, but I stopped. Like, I just naturally stopped for some reason. So it's been a while.
It's called pregnenolone, I think. Pregnenolone, and it... you know, it's over the counter. It's
yeah,
not like,
get on Amazon.
You know, so, but I just noticed it just kind of like, calmed me down a little bit. I liked it. But you noticed the difference, you just stopped.
But
because...
I took it for, I started taking it. I remember I started in our spring break in April, and then I took it all the way until our summer break, July. And then I was out of my normal routine. So I normally wake up in the morning and take them, and just kind of got out of that routine. And the 2 weeks went by and I kind of forgot about it. And then like a month went by. I'm like,
I'm good.
Maybe I'll circle back to it, but I did notice a little bit better focus, I would say.
That's what it was for me, too. Yeah, I didn't seem so flighty, and sometimes I just lose interest in conversations and I just tune out, and I felt like I was paying more attention to what was going on around me.
So what are we talking about?
I've built a tolerance to it, apparently, because now I got to start taking more. Also this morning, if there's someone in your life who gets really drunk and you want them to cut back, here's your strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell them about all the health implications. Don't stage an intervention. Don't get super drunk yourself to show them what it's like to deal with a person who's drunk. According to this new study out of Australia, the most convincing thing you can do is tell them that they're embarrassing themselves. The researchers found that when people realize they were doing drunk stuff that was making other people laugh at them or talk about them behind their back, it actually did make them cut back. So now you know.
So next time, you and I haven't gotten drunk in a long time.
I don't really drink much anymore, honestly. I had a couple glasses of wine at the gala we went to over the weekend, but I don't because it's I don't know. I always have to wake up early the next day, so I just don't. I don't even bother with it. What do you drink?
I didn't know. I mean, I'll still have a glass of wine or a beer or something. We get some sushi, but drink at the gala. And what's the last one? Oh, the broadcaster one we went to. I had like a sip of wine towards the end of the night.
You know what gets me is if you do drink and then the pictures that come out the next day, then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Even though like you may not have been like fall down drunk, you just may. Be had one beer, but it always looks so ridiculous when you're like, cheers!
Oh, with the drink in hand?
Oh, yeah, what's up? I'm just having a drink. I always am so embarrassed of myself when I have any of those, so why are you looking at me?
No, like, no, just thinking like...
Did I have one?
No, there's no...
I haven't done one of those in a while.
Cheers to each other. Cheers to us. Hey, let's do a boomerang. Cheers!
Cheers! Back and forth. Back
I'm just thinking,
forth.
Wendy, if you have a glass of wine or two glasses of wine, you're a little bit looser, so your smile and your normal poses like a little bit... Hey.
Sassier. Yeah, bigger smile, more hip out. What's up? Finally, this morning, a lot of people say kids aren't as independent these days because we don't let them be independent. And a new survey looked into how much times have changed. Parents were asked about five different activities. If they would let a 10-year-old do them today without supervision, and if the parents of them let them do the same thing at the same age. Here's what they said. Now, would you let a 10-year-old do this today? Would you let them stay at home alone for an hour or two?
How old is Brooklyn?
She's 9.
I would let a 10-year-old stay home for an hour or two, yes.
Okay, 53% of people said they did it by the time they were 10, and only 36% said it's okay to do that today. What about, would you, if you...
What about you? So your kids at 10, do they stay home alone?
At 10, I would let them stay at home alone for an hour or two, and I stayed at home for... an hour or two, maybe even 3 or 4 hours when I was 10. What about this? Would you let your kid walk or bike to school alone?
How far is the school?
Just say it's the normal distance, whatever your school distance was from your house. Walk or bike?
Mine was too far to bike.
So no?
No, but I'm just trying to think where I live in the closest school. I would let them walk. What
a 10-year-old?
A 10-year-old, no, because it's too far away.
Okay. 68% did it. Only 43% would let their kids do it. I did it. I would not let my kids do it. There's no way. It's too far.
It's too far, yeah.
Did you play in a public park by yourself, no parental supervision as a 10-year-old?
Yes.
So did I. 51% of us did it as kids. Would you let your kid do it now?
Yes.
Bye. Nah. I'm going to the park. See you later.
I want to say yes, but now I'm hesitant. I'm thinking of the park, of like driving to a park, dropping them off at a park and leaving. I would want them to play outside on their own, in front of the house, run through the neighborhood. But driving to a park, get out, kid. Be seeing you in an hour at 10, too young.
I would stay. I would stay at the park. Same. Only 26% would let their kids do it now. Play in the yard without an adult. 91% of us did it. 78% said they would let their kids do it today.
You?
Yes, I let them play outside all the time in our yard. As long as they stay in the yard, that's fine. And then trick-or-treating on Halloween without an adult. Did you do it without an adult as a kid?
Yeah, it was like a group. It was a gang of us. We'd get together and go trick-or-treating. Did you?
Same. Yeah, yeah, we would always go. My parents would just be like, be back when, you know, by 9 o'clock or whatever. Only 24% of parents would let their own kids do it today.
Oh, yeah, that was tradition. Just your buddies and you go?
Yeah, I take them now. I go with them now. I don't let them go by
really?
Themselves. Yeah.
Would you let them this year? Sophie's old enough to watch over Brooklyn. Would you let her go?
Probably, but I just like to go. Just keep an eye on things.
Are you the parent that stands at the end of the driveway and says thank you?
Yes, thank you. It was so funny. Did I tell you about what happened? One time, one of my neighbors... It was last year. Uh-huh. We went to our neighbor's house. I didn't know them. They had just moved in. And they were having, there's a bunch, like three couples on the porch, and they were kind of having a party out there. Kids are passing out candy. And as we walk up, it's dark, and I hear my name. I hear one of them say, "So do you ever see Mercedes out and about?" And the other guy's like, "No, she's always gone. She's never at home." I'm like, what the? I've never met these people before. And I walk up and I go, "Well, I'm at home now." And they kind of look at me like, oh. Like, I would totally caught them talking about me. It was
weird. Let's get back into 60-plus minutes commercial-free. And next hour, 9:40, we got your passes into our soundhouse.
You must think that I'm stupid. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You must
Here at Mix 94.1, we have an amazing staff behind the scenes that don't get talked about a lot. And one of the one of those staff members, his name is Joey, who works in a web, internet, online department.
Joey's the best. He's a nice guy.
Joey is a diehard wrestling fan, loves wrestling. He's always wearing wrestling t-shirts. And it was Monday afternoon. He's walking down the hallway, and I always like looking at his shirts to see what wrestler it is. And he's got like this blue shirt on, like in a blue character, and it's like, it says Mega Man. And I'm like, Mega Man? When did Mega Man wrestler? He's not a wrestler.
Mega Man.
Like, what is it, a cartoon? He's like, no, Mega Man.
Nintendo.
Yeah. He's like, you never heard of Mega Man? I'm like, I have no idea what Mega Man is. He's like, it's a Nintendo game. I'm like, oh, like late Nintendo? Like early 2000s Nintendo? He's like, no, it was like 90s Nintendo, which was my Nintendo. And he's like, it was huge. It was a huge franchise.
I never played Mega Man, but I remember Mega Man. Yeah, this is the music for Mega Man.
This is Mega Man? And then someone walking down the hallway, and he's like, have you heard of Mega Man? And this other guy in the building is like, yeah, Mega Man. Played it all the time. And next thing you know, there's three or four guys in the conversation. They've all played Mega Man. I've never even heard of it. And
yeah,
I love Nintendo.
He's a cute little blue guy. Well, you obviously saw the picture of him. Here's Mega Man. He's so cute.
This one's got a Mega Man shirt. This is the first. I feel like I missed out on something. I never heard nor played Mega Man.
Don't feel bad, because Kylie Jenner just discovered that you can put milk in cereal. And so if you were feeling down about something you hadn't come across, Mega Man, not everyone was exposed to that world, but milk and cereal, I feel like that's a little different.
Yeah.
Is there something that is common, but you've never experienced it? You've never tried it. You've never played it. Everyone else has, but you have not. 702-364-9400. Now you need to play Mega Man.
Who's got it? Well, yeah, Joey has it. He says, you know, if you want to come over and we can come to my place and play it.
You should go play it. I'm sure you would have fun.
I only have 30.
What's that?
No, wrong clip.
I was thinking, what have I not experienced that everyone else has? And there's a food that most people have had and love, but I've never had it because I think it looks weird. It freaks me out, just the look of it. Jocelyn says she thinks she knows what it is. What do you think it is, Jocelyn?
Is it dragon fruit?
Dragon fruit. No, I've actually had dragon fruit before. It's fettuccine Alfredo.
You've never had fettuccine Alfredo?
Never had it. It scares me for some reason because it's greenish.
Didn't you have him get sick off it once? Mm. So you don't eat it anymore? No?
Mm-mm. Not fettuccine Alfredo. Just a really thick white sauce with a hint of green because of the, I don't know, is the seasoning or whatever. The same
parsley
with like
or something.
Pesto kind of freaks me out in a way, but I have had pesto, but I've never had fettuccine Alfredo. Never had anything with Alfredo sauce on it. It's just, I know it's a common thing, but I've never had it and I never want it either.
Is it up there with your fear? You have a fear of it? Like you have a fear of pumpkin seeds?
I don't have a fear of it. It just doesn't. It's not appetizing in my mind. There's just nothing appealing about it. And everyone has told me it's delicious. It's just like a cheese sauce. It's so good. But there's just something about it, the way it smells and the way it looks, that just I want to do that when I see that. What's the common thing that you have never ever tried? 702-364-9400. And you can text us, too, at 21732. This one just came in, and I saw this the other day, and I flipped out. I had no idea. She writes, I just recently heard that when your nail file gets dull, you can peel off to a new layer. Did you know a nail file has... Oh, okay, they're not on all files. Okay, Jen just says they're not on all files. But on some files, there's layers where you can pull them off.
Oh, so it's just not one and done.
So it's like a fresh file underneath.
It's like a lint roller. Once it fills up with lint, you peel the layer off and you have a fresh layer.
I had no idea about that one either. That's crazy. Let's talk to Susan. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Harley's here too. Harley wanted to let JC know, here, tell him that he can play his Mega Man. Every time we're at the station, he's always playing it in his DS. Say hi, Harley. Hi.
Oh, hi, Harley.
Will you bring it so I can play it? Can we play together?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's the best character on Mega Man?
It's like when you defeat one boss.
Yes.
That first boss.
Oh, you got to go from boss to boss on Mega Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Harley, next time. Done deal. We're going to play it. I love it. Thank you.
That one.
Hold on.
I think you would really like that if you liked those 90s video games. RC, what has everyone had except for you?
Well, I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
What?
I know, right? Everyone says that.
I want to be surprised, but I never had coffee until I had my first kid. So I went until my 20s without having coffee, and so that freaked me out. That was like...
I went until my early teens. You had your first kid?
Ha-ha. Let's talk to Abby. Abby, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Ooh, now why? Because they're so good.
Yeah, so I didn't grow up, and you wouldn't know it by my voice, but my family's very British, so it's not a very common thing over there. So I moved to America when I was a teenager, but still, it just never, I didn't understand it.
Europeans are not fans of peanut butter.
Yeah, I'll do like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but not straight peanut butter. I can't stand it.
Yeah, my mom, same thing. She's from Hungary, and when she came over here and tried peanut butter for the first time, she's
really?
Like, this is disgusting.
Did she ever do peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, your mom?
She would make them for us, but she said she would have to plug her nose when she was making
it.
You try spreading peanut butter on a piece of bread with your nose plugged. It's not easy.
It's a skill.
It's really hard.
Nominations are open right now, but closing soon for Mercedes in the Morning's Kid of the Month.
That's right. If you know a kid that really deserves to be recognized on the radio, this is what you need to do. Tell us why they're so great. In 250 words or less, maybe they help around the house. Maybe they help the neighbor kids study for a big test. Maybe they volunteer for a local charity. Any kind act, none too big, none too small. We want to hear about it. So go to our website, mix941.fm, and let us know why they deserve to be our Kid of the Month.
In 250 words or less, you have to get it in there before 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Random drawing, the Kid of the Month receives, this is awesome, a pizza party for them and 10 of their friends at the Adventure Dome at Circuit Circus. Plus, you ride all the rides. You get a mixed prize pack and a tour of the Mix 94.1 studios. Just go to our website, mix941.fm, and nominate a kid.
Right now, here's what's trending.
Maroon 5 is trending this morning. Looks like they will reportedly perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. Interesting. No official statement has been released. The NFL is remaining very coy about the whole situation. The announcement usually doesn't come until later in the season as to who's performing at the Super Bowl, but we'll see. Maybe they'll say something soon. They say they don't have any announcements at this time, but last year, Justin Timberlake, he wasn't announced until late October, if I remember correctly. So
I was trying to think of racking my brain who would be a good band to play Super Bowl halftime, and I got it.
Who?
This one right here.
Baby shark, mommy shark,
mommy shark. No, just throwing it out there. I think they're available.
I think you are on to something. I think that we need to make Baby Shark happen.
We get Left Shark from Katy Perry's performance a couple years ago to come out with the Baby Shark.
There you go. You're on to something. Let's make it happen. Also trending this morning, healthy choices is trending. A new study out says that busy people make healthier choices. Busy people show signs, greater signs of self-control because they stick to healthy diets and they stick to a regimen of exercise. And that self-control gives you more confidence and it compels you to take better care of yourself. Do you think that you're a busy person? And do you think that being busy, you make better choices?
I do think I'm a busy person. I got to find a balance because on my busy days, I don't go to the gym. And I want to try to find a balance on those busy days to find some time to get to the gym and still work out.
Same. That's hard. And I told you I've been just doing home workouts, but I don't feel like I push myself as hard as I could.
I don't think you
do it at home.
I really don't think you do, because I've tried that too before, where I'll go upstairs and do some push-ups or something. I just don't. It's not the same as going to the gym. And for me, at least. It probably is for other people. It works, but not for me.
No, it's I was thinking about it because I was telling you I rode yesterday, and I rode 5,000 meters, which is a long time. It takes me about a half hour to do that. But I know, like, at times I'm just slow down and whereas if I'm at the gym, I'm really going hard. So I always, my mindset is, well, something's better than nothing, but is it?
Yeah. I'm trying to open up my little health meter thing on my phone. Because I want to see how active I was, like, on a gym day versus a non-gym day. So, shark song is in my head.
DJ is really upset with you. He just texted us, really? I finally had that song out of my head for a few days. Thanks for getting it stuck in my head again. Oops.
Oops.
Sorry about that.
I gotta find it here.
All right. Well, also trending this morning, Avril Lavigne. When's the last time she was trending? She's back. And she has a new song called Head Above Water. The song was inspired by her battle with Lyme disease. I guess one night she said she thought she was dying and she had accepted that she was going to die. Her mom was laying with her in bed, held her, and she said she felt like she was drowning. And it was at that moment that the lyrics flooded through her and the writing of her new album began. This is her first album in 5 years. No official release has been set on the whole album, but here is the first single, Head Above Water.
God keep my head above water, don't let me drown. It gets harder, I'll meet you there at the altar as I fall down to my knees. Don't let me drown, drown, drown. Don't let me drown.
I think it sounds
so
great.
Call
yeah.
I'm glad she's back. It's been a while, and she still sounds great. I'm hoping her health problems have at least subsided a little bit. It sounds like it's inspired her to make this new music, and that is what's trending.
That is Shawn Mendes. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
And that's it for us on a Thursday. Hey, make sure you're listening tomorrow because it's Friday. And that means we have the Oh Wow Wheel. Tomorrow's category is duets. Duets that will make you say, oh, wow. And of course, in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow, the Friday Rewind. And one last reminder, well, last for today at least, to nominate a great kid for Kid of the Month. Kid of the Month, tell us in 250 words or less why you know a kid that deserves to be our Kid of the Month. You can go to mix941.fm, and the winner is going to get a pizza party for them and 10 of their friends at the Adventure Dome at Circus Circus, a mixed prize pack, and they'll come and visit us here in the studio. So get online for that. Right now, let's recap what happened on the show today.
Here is today's show recap in 35 seconds.
I hit the jackpot. It's my little nothing. It was so delicious. So cold, so good. I loved it.
Reach in your pocket.
It's your chapstick. And when I put on a pair of jeans and there's a chapstick, especially if it's gone through the wash and there's a little bit of water still, and I'm like, oh, well, at least I found a chapstick. It's amazing. I don't think I've ever in my entire life used an entire chapstick to completion. If something is shocking, say, my wig is snatched.
My what? No.
My wig is snatched.
Out of touch adult. Who dis?
Did you say it to someone? Because they looked. I saw someone walk away looking offended, and I think you said it the wrong way.
I'm not trying. That's going to come out of my mouth.
What
the wrong
is what?
Way. What? This is not a wig. There you go. That'll do it for show number 821 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.